The song I've been hearing over and over again these past few months reminds us all that it's the most wonderful time of the year. And in many ways, it certainly is. As Christians, we have celebrated the birth of Christ the Savior, God come to earth to live with us as a human being. We contemplate the mystery of a God who loves us so much that he would want to set aside his transcendent nature and walk alongside of us in the limited nature of a human being. Couple our church celebration with the celebrations of families and friends over the past several weeks, and we see that this is a most wonderful time of the year. But this can also be a most stressful time of the year. The shopping, the holiday parting, the gift wrapping, the baking, card writing, and other ways that we take care of holiday necessities can leave us exhausted and strained. Then we add to this mix this weekend celebration of our new year with champagne popping, ball dropping, Auld Lang Syne singing. And if that isn't enough, tomorrow starts our resolution to lose weight, to start our new workout regimen, and to get our finances in order. Given all of this, it is fitting and proper that the church take a little time this weekend to celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. The church, in her wisdom, hits the pause button to remember a couple in a tiny village in a manger. Two young parents sit staring at their newborn son. If you've had a child, you probably remember how they are feeling: scared, anxious, overwhelmed. They can probably feel their hearts pounding in their chest. They marvel at his tiny, perfectly formed hands and fingers. They watch him breathe in wonder that enough air can pass through his little nose to keep him alive. They try to comprehend how much they love him, not just because he is the Son of God, but because he is their son, entrusted to them to keep him safe and raise him correctly. Several years ago, I was on retreat, and the retreat leader was a Jesuit priest named Father Ralph. He shared that years earlier, he had been invited to dinner by a young couple who were good friends and had just had their first child. Father Ralph went to the family home and got to meet and hold their new son. They all shared a nice meal together after the son was put to bed for the evening. After dinner, they went to the living room to continue their visit when the young mother excused herself and disappeared down the short hallway toward the bedrooms. A few minutes later, the father also excused himself and went down the same hallway. Father Ralph knew that they were going to the baby's room, and he followed them down the hallway. He found them standing in the doorway, and the young mother turned to him and said, "We love him so much, sometimes we just come back here to watch him sleep." And then Father Ralph reminded us at the retreat that God is the one who loves to watch you sleep. And that is what I invite us to remember today, that God is the one who loves to watch you sleep because he sees the perfection in you. Not a perfection that is flawless, but a perfection that is complete and whole and not in need of anything more than you already are. You and I are a complete manifestation of God's creative love. I believe it is a worthy pause from our busy schedules of this weekend to stop and celebrate Mary, the Mother of God. Before we start into the demands of a new year, making ourselves into a better version of what we want to be, before we lose the first pound, endure the first workout, or start the process of filing our taxes, let's remember that we are doing those things for ourselves, because God already loves and sees the perfection in us just the way that we are. In our first reading today from the book of Numbers, God tells Moses how Aaron and the other priests are to bless the people of Israel. And I make this my prayer for you for the new year. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.